You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and Shabazz.
Before I forget,
whoa, slow it down, Kurt.
Can I even hear me?
Slow it down, Kurt.
I'm not used to
You're not good to cool stuff yet.
No, and I'm not used to cool stuff. Why is my thing sound?
White girls, give me Becky. Hold up.
All right, hold up.
No,
hold up.
Ain't happening.
Do I sound weird? Or is my thing up too high?
Turn your mic down. Yeah.
That's because my mic's on. Turn my mic off is what you're on.
Destroy it.
Who is that again?
Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, I forget
Jesus
every
Christ.
Week.
I'm the worst black friend to you, or I got to get rid of you.
I don't know. I know I hail cabs for you, and then the cabs also pass me by.
Yes, because you two, you think you're white, but you're not. Not in their eyes.
Well, David Feldman's pretty white.
Yes.
Jazz David Feldman.
Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Have you met, you never met him before,
I think
right?
We did meet before.
So I know Dave from Gong Show way back when Attell had Gong Show. Again,
oh, yeah, that's right.
And also from the Sheen Roast. Which is the last place I got to hang out with Patrice at the Charlie Sheen Roast.
And after you poisoned Patrice's drink and killed him.
Yeah. And
you white devil. You're a devilish white man.
And Feldo was one of the writers. And also, but you know, Orny Adams was like a guest writer too when I was there.
Oh, was he? I didn't see Orny in a minute.
Because I was like, you were there for the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. So there's like a tight group. Then they'll bring in a guy for like a week or something. That's what I was there for, right?
Okay.
And also Orny Adams. And Orny, I forgot everybody's like a germaphobe. You know, pussy in L.A.?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man?
Mark's here, too. Mark Lamont Hill is
Mark
in the
Lamont Hill, welcome. What's up,
yes.
man?
Yes. Y'all introduce yourselves to each other.
This is David Feldman.
Hey, David.
This
how
is
you
the
doing?
Jew David Feldman. he asked to be introduced like that.
Right. Yeah. I was good with Feldman. I figured it out.
You have the rent? Or should we do it later? I need the rent.
Oh.
It's going
up since I got here, hasn't it?
All right, because this is going to be the last time I'm asking nicely.
Well, listen,
he's a Jew with a black belt. He's ready to move in.
So I started getting a sore throat in the room. I was getting a little bit sick, right?
Okay.
And the head writer, your buddy.
Ray James,
the head writer, had just had a baby. And so he didn't want germs or something, right? Mm-hmm. So fucking Orny Adams, I sneezed. One time, Orny Adams jumped 6 feet sideways because I sneezed. And then he sent me home. Ray goes, I'm going to have to send you home. And I thought he meant back to New York.
Oh, you thought he was fired?
I knew he just meant for the day. I thought I was fired because of Orny. Why is he such a pussy about a cold down there?
That's they can all plug in right now.
What just happened?
I'm trying to stream.
I only
out.
Had the white half of the room for that story.
I'm a chronic hand washer. I like, even after I go to the bathroom, I have to wash my hands. I'm just always.
You always wash your hands. Yeah. Lamont, stop staring that scattered ass outside the window. I see you, Lamont.
Always a lot.
Look familiar.
The ass looks familiar.
I knew it for
Kay Slay is next door, and he's always got, you know, fat booties coming in and out. And
apparently.
It's distracting.
Yeah, that shit ain't fair, man.
That's ghetto-approved booty right there.
You should try to have Al booty his show one time, now that we're here.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I definitely know
have
what
a booty parade
a
versus
booty
his.
We gotta have girls put it against the glass, though.
Yeah, we do. Hey, I didn't realize, Mark, you're from the video, the old video from the when Imus, the nappy-headed hoe gate.
Oh.
When he was on with Patrice on Sean Hannity.
Oh,
do you know that video with
no,
arguing
I don't
about
Imus? Oh,
I forgot, and I was like, "Why do I know Mark Lamont Hill?" And he sounded familiar. But that, how long ago was that?
You
play women's basketball?
Yeah. And don't call him a hoe.
Yeah, me and Patrice didn't get along that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with that clip?
Well, because Patrice supports hate speech. He told me
yes.
His exact words were, "I support hate speech."
So do I.
Well, because I want to, because we have also Aaron Glory. Ryan from Jezebel coming back on.
Yes, Aaron's here.
We can't talk about, she can't be part of the Hulk Hogan thing, because I want to get
Hulk
Hogan.
But that's the whole point. Ain't Jezebel and Gawker the whole under the same umbrella
that's
nonsense?
That's right, so she's not allowed to talk about it.
So she can't mention it.
Right, but so I want to get the ceremony out of the way quick today, because we have to jump right into Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
And his tape. Do you guys understand the ceremony of this show?
Nah.
Which you don't have to participate in.
Here's the thing. We think it's foolish to say the word, like the N-word, instead of saying nigger.
We just say all words. Fag, nig, kike.
To describe it. Am I missing any? To describe any? It. Like how context. Obama said it.
Oh, okay. You said,
you know how Obama now, they're like, that's Hulk Hogan's defense. It's like, well, Obama said it. So our thing is, we don't subscribe to the magic word theory that some people have.
Right.
Like, if you're going to say, you're going to say it, I wouldn't say it to someone to hurt them. But right. if I'm talking about it, it's
right.
ridiculous.
Right.
So we have a small ceremony just yes. to make it, get the audience.
I give him the power to say this word.
For the duration of the show.
Yes, for the power wears off.
It's not willy
there.
Nilly.
No.
But to discuss it normally. And this is just less stupid than saying the N-word.
I don't like that. I don't like these white people having to say the N-word.
Yeah, well, come on.
We do a ceremony, but our ceremony is less stupid than saying the N-word. Now get ready for it.
All right,
let's
come
hit
on
the
over
music,
here.
Paul.
Wait, not yet. She got to get in position, dude.
Oh, don't worry. I can reach you from here. No, I'm coming.
Get over here. It's
I'll
not the fucking.
The
By the way, I can't believe I asked for that part like he was forgetting. Get
not
it on.
Yet, not yet.
Neighbor Carter.
Wow, that was so warm that time.
Wow,
it wasn't
just
the
power.
That was
warm bike dick.
Because
I just got off the bike.
Yeah,
yeah, that's warm bike dick.
I know. Oh my god,
that was a hell of a ceremony.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we do it every time,
every
just
time.
To say nigger, if to talk about it.
Yes.
And the reason
don't jump. Look how he jumped when you said it just now.
Because this is why I brought
his whiteness
in.
Couldn't even use.
Made my landlord uncomfortable with this.
Listen,
in front of the black people.
He can hear you.
Sherrod, we're getting to that part.
Right.
Because Feldo, while we were writing, we were talking, right? Remember this? We were having a conversation. And Feldman says he will never, ever say the word nigger ever again.
Why? When'd you say it in the first place, you son of a bitch? I don't know why I put my dick on your shoulder.
Which was weird, because the previous week he had been saying it every day. No, we were just talking.
You
said he won't say that word at all. You said you won't say it at all.
I won't say it ever again. I made a promise to myself.
When did you say it the last time, and how did it go so bad that you won't say it again?
How did you...
There's a bunch of niggers on his 6th train!
How did you become Carl Winslow in Die Hard, where you'll never pick up nigger again?
He killed a kid with it at a convenience store.
What helped you come to that feeling?
Yeah, what?
I just felt that it had to be put to rest, that word.
When were you using it before, though? Were you using it in, like, angry situations?
No.
Oh, like, jokingly?
Yeah, occasionally.
You would throw it off on Triumph, make Triumph the insult comic dog say it? It's like the dog lives his life. I don't know.
Even Triumph doesn't say that one.
I have kids, and...
And they say it now, so you just look foolish saying it. Right? Well, you look lame. Look at dad trying to be down.
My son is black. All his friends are black. And
your son, Deshaun, and your daughter, Unique. You couldn't look in their sweet faces again if you looked like that? I understand.
Their sweet chocolatey faces.
And they were in the car, and they were all saying the N-word, and I said, you know...
They were saying nigger?
Yes. And I said... I'm going to tell you this once. I'm not going to repeat it. Never say the N-word in front of a black person.
That's wise words.
You wait till they get out of the car, and then it's okay, but never,
What's
ever.
That nigga's problem? Last time I pick up that nigga.
Holy crap. No, but he has all these white... my son has all these black friends, African-American friends, and use that word.
It's generational, though. They don't look at it like that, like we look at it.
I don't approve.
Okay.
Of him having black friends. I don't mind.
Why would you?
That shit leads to trouble.
It leads to a podcast. But yeah, generally, these kids say nigger, and they don't even see color in what they say.
They say nigger, and there is like a difference.
Yes. Yeah.
Not
ER.
Like how I say it, where I really lay on the ER.
Yes. Usually follow, get off my lawn.
But the thing with Obama, right? All he said on Marin Show was racism is more than people just saying nigger. Was
right.
That the quote?
Yeah.
So the ridiculousness of making it a magic word like that is that's like the rules. It's unfortunately that I think somebody left set that rule that it's a magic word, and then now righties get to use it as like a cudgel for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they even give a shit. I think it's like
they don't give a shit.
What I do with my girlfriend, where I get mad about stuff that I'm not really mad about, just in case she's mad at me later.
Just so you can store one.
Yeah.
So you don't think they really, they don't give a shit?
Fuck no. I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, like, presidents don't usually say nigger. I mean, like, there's no record of presidents saying nigger. So they...
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
Thomas Jefferson.
Have you, hold on. Have
you on TV?
I'm sure every one of them has.
Oh, they all, I mean on TV.
Everyone. Yeah.
I think that was Thomas Jefferson's nickname for Sally Hemings' twat.
Dude, that was Patrice. Listen, Patrice made me laugh so hard. When he'd be on the phone with Vaughn, like we'd be on the way back from the show, we go, "All right, nigga, listen, nigga," to his girlfriend.
Yes,
and then also,
I say that to Marissa all the time. She's Jewish.
Yeah, and Will and Will's used.
What's he, nigga? I'll make something. But,
Will Sylvans, the thing I told you when you went, I said before in the show, but when him and Jay were in England,
right?
And Will, because Will would say it just to me and like any guy, right? So they're in a club and he goes, "Man, these bitches look like niggas."
Will said that?
Yeah. It's like the best sentence I ever heard. It's got something for everyone to be upset about.
This show is amazing.
Thank you. Huh? This ain't no goddamn whatever.
All right, but so anyway, the reason I get to the ceremony quick is to get into Hulk Hogan.
Let's get into it.
Because you texted me excitedly.
First of all, I was
the
just
morning of Hogan.
I was like, how is the WWE wrestling, who introduced us to Iron Sheik and Virgil, who was a houseboy, and then Godfather, who was a black pimp, and then Yokozuna, And they doing a
Don't
fire Hulk
Papa
Hogan.
Shango, who literally had a bone in his nose.
And they fired Hulk Hogan over being racially insensitive. It's
no,
like,
they
that's
scrubbed
your whole
him.
Thing.
They scrubbed him off the fucking...
out the history.
Which I hate that. I think nobody should lose any of their awards for any of their side shit. Because that way you don't get... Now they still get to have that hero worship bullshit. Like Cosby, keep his star.
Yes,
right?
Keep his star in Hollywood so people know that you're not a perfect person.
Like
when
you could be
famous.
A rapist and also funny.
Yes.
That's a lesson to remember.
What do you think, Mark? Do you think...
You gotta take a star. But he raped like 20 other stars on the wall.
It's a bunch of rapists over there. Hey, Danny. Bunch of rapists
he, like,
over there.
Everybody on that block, though. Like, you gotta cut that off.
All right, what if they gave him a new star just for that? No, I say don't take it down because that's a way of like cleansing Hollywood. It's not like cleansing. It's just making Hollywood look better. Like, well, we don't have this rapist in here. Like,
it's like no,
you enable this.
Yes.
That's, keep your kids in your fucking
It happened home. Because you're Hollywood and you protect these motherfuckers to try to act like they perfect and they ain't. So it's like, let us know the truth. Keep this his star out there. We still like the Cosby Show.
Dude, there gotta be a limit, though. I mean, if you call me a nigga, fine. You can keep your star, right? You do some drugs, keep your star. You rape three people, you keep your star. Isn't that like a max?
You don't get a star.
For not raping. You don't get a star for not raping.
It's not a star of not rape. It's a star.
It's like, okay, everybody here, you promised you didn't rape before, right? Get your star. No, everybody.
I'm for hurting Cosby, but I think it's better to have his shit up so every time someone sees
they know.
That guy's a rapist. So don't get caught up in the father. Like, we don't have to pull our pants up after all. You know? Like, that's why it's a good lesson.
I think more than three rapes, you should lose your star.
Okay.
I'll go 10.
10.
Ten rapes?
You get 9. You get 9 of these votes for making a Cosby Show.
Yeah. Okay.
But 10?
All right, well,
because I believe in
Godfrey,
quotas,
by the way.
So.
But that was a different time.
So do I.
The 70s was a different time. You can't put your rape laws now on 70s rape.
What was happening in the 70s that I met? You were there. What was happening in the 70s? Was everybody just raping everybody?
We were all taking Quaaludes. That's why.
How many times did you get raped while you were taking Quaaludes?
I don't know. I was passed out. And I...
Okay, most people plan is not to get raped in the 70s.
No, but Quaaludes, when you're on drugs, come on. Who didn't have just sex with drugs involved and you don't remember most of the sex?
Dude, I took a Xanax.
Should we go to commercial? What'd you say?
I took a Xanax and like a muscle relaxer the other night and I had no memories. You could have easily have raped me, dude.
Yes, and I did. That blood ain't making
sense. Is that what that dream was? That strange dream.
So Hulk Hogan,
I dreamt
is he done?
A solid block of chocolate was pressing down on top of me. And I was like, ooh, chocolate. But then I was like, wait, why is chocolate hurting me?
That's a veiny Snickers bar.
Yeah. And then the next thing I knew, I woke up. And anyway, it can happen to anybody.
But Hulk Hogan's not done. I don't think he's finished.
Done what? He wasn't doing shit before you got...
But he was still in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, Hulk
Fans
Hogan,
still like him.
Here's the ironic thing of this, right? As I understand it, because the only reason this came out is because he's suing Gawker for releasing his sex tape, okay? And the reason that came out, it's not a recording, it's from the deposition. That got leaked. It wasn't supposed to be leaked, but that's what got leaked and got him in trouble. So if he hadn't sued them, we wouldn't have got to hear. On the other hand, you're not supposed to leak that, so I don't know if that's also
Gawker. So Hogan was suing Gawker.
But for that sex tape.
For the sex tape they put out.
Yeah.
Do we have somebody here from Gawker who can really talk about this?
No, we don't.
But I'm sure, I'm looking at somebody over there on the couch.
No, she can't even be here until we're done with that.
So legally, she can't talk about it?
I said, listen, I go, you can have a safe word, Aaron. Okay? If we can't talk about anything, just say nigger as loud as you can.
Nigger is a safe word.
It's America's safe word.
So, okay, so that's why the... Good God Almighty.
That's a good title, America's Safe Word.
That's a good title. Write that down. So whoever, so he sued them, and that's why the information came out.
Yeah, ultimately.
And that sex tape was, what, 2 minutes long?
Yeah, it was Bubba the Love Sponge's wife supposedly was obsessed with wanting to fuck Hulk Hogan since she was little.
Right.
And so...
So that was her in the tape?
So fucking weird.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, what is she, Brooke Hogan? What?
So that was another wrestler's wife in the tape with him.
No, Bubba the Love Sponge is not a wrestler.
What name is
that? That's a great guess.
I mean, what is he, a comic?
He's a radio DJ.
Does he open for Cool Bubba Ice?
He's a Florida radio. No, he's a Florida radio DJ.
That's the worst name. He should be kicked down a flight of Florida stairs. I just don't like the name.
He should have his face bitten off in a bath salt frenzy for that name.
He shortened it for show business. It was Bubba the Love Sponge Steen. He's too Jewish.
So he helped her tape Hogan because she was going to watch this and like flicker bean later. I swear to God, this is what I read. It was for her own personal use to whack off to.
Okay.
And somehow it got leaked. And
that's
then,
never the case. Oh, come on.
I don't
know. You say I'm making a sex tape for personal use, well, there, get ready for everybody to see it.
You can hear Bubba the Love Sponge on this recording supposedly saying, if we ever want to retire, we have this Hulk Hogan sex tape. And just to put this out there to everyone thinking about this, the sex tape's only valuable if you're like a hot chick. Like, nobody gives a fuck if
the
celebrity's a man.
No.
No one gives a fuck. Like,
no.
You're not going to make $1 million with that.
Well, yes, you blackmail them with it.
I don't even think you made you with blackmail.
Blackmail money ain't
you're
the
dumb,
same as it used to be.
Dude, yeah, it's
if
not.
If you have a small penis.
Okay. You lost me already, but I'll listen.
Or the tape only lasts 30 seconds. You pay $1 million to keep this shit from coming out. Right?
30 seconds? I'd be proud of that.
A 30-second splash?
Like, ma'am, come on. It's very convenient for you.
Did he smash?
Look at it. I'll prove it. In and out 30 seconds. You don't even know I'm in there. Yeah, I can't even see being ashamed of that. No, blackmail would be like if you don't want someone to know you're gay, which is what happened to what's his name? Tim Geithner's brother.
Geithner's brother.
Also, Gawker.
What do you think about that, Mark? That he outed Geithner's brother for no reason.
I think outing people in general is fucked up.
It's sad. It's like, what are you doing? Like, it's still shameful. If you're saying there's nothing wrong with being gay and then you're outing motherfuckers,
right.
It's like, no, you really think it is something wrong with being gay.
Lindsey Graham, though.
They want to be a fake gossip site like a TMZ, but without the tone of TMZ. They want to be like, we're also moral. And serious. And that's why
that's
sucks.
Weird bedfellows.
You can't mix that shit and then fall back. Well, we're just a gossip site. Like, don't act like you're a liberal crusader and all you're doing is just fucking up people. By the way, I didn't really need to, like, Hulk Hogan's thing to me. All right, how did you. Where's Nick? It's weird that I just pointed. I don't know if anybody can see, but if I just pointed at Nick and he just looked up and he so much looks like a fucking, I don't want to say child molester, but.
I wouldn't leave a kid around him is what I'm saying.
It's like, why are you here when you just see him? He's like, hey, what's up? How did you describe Hulk Hogan when we were doing Stress Factory?
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Come here, Nick. Okay.
Come by Uncle Feldman.
I have some candy that Jared from Subway gave me.
Well, you said something. You said something about it was Hulk Hogan was like a guy of that education level, something, something. Do you remember that?
Well, I mean, I think he's like, you know, he's just an older dude that's uneducated that doesn't know how to like address racial issues.
I agree.
Some like people are so, I wouldn't say well versed, but I mean, because academic language is kind of just filtered through media, like everyone knows how to talk about things as if they're already offended or they're being sensitive, and he doesn't know how to do that because he's from Tampa.
Nick's right. I saw him on an episode. He was on an episode of Hogan Knows Best. He had some Jewish friends over his house. He had a barbecue. He's like, okay, y'all want kosher burgers? Okay, got it. He put the same grill. He was like, these are the kosher burgers, and these are non-kosher. I'm flipping them with the same spatula. Oh, yeah. It's like, you really don't know how things work.
It's like, it's like if the Gran Torino guy was on steroids instead of going to Korea. And that's what you get.
Isn't it amazing that he fucked up those kosher burgers and then got upset about his daughter getting non-koshered with the wrong spatula? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's my thing, dude. Other than him saying nigger in his home, which is where you should say it, in your home.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has their tribal... Everybody has their tribal horseshit of who they want their daughter... I mean, everybody does. Who they want their daughter to marry. Like, my girl's Israeli. Her parents wanted her with a Jew.
Yeah.
Listen.
They still crying.
But people can claim there's a difference, but there's no difference between them in nice language saying, don't be with a non-Jew, and him saying, she switched sides and she fucks niggers. There's no difference.
It's no difference. It's just a politer way of saying the same thing.
So if everybody's going to get to keep their little tribal things around their family pussy, like, I'm not begrudging him that.
I agree.
And also, why the fuck is it being, you know, it's none of my goddamn business what he said in his house. What the problem is, and this is where Patrice was really right, and we said it about Kramer. Yeah. This is what I told you when we were talking about on the phone. Patrice, like he told me, like, he was like, a lot of black people loved Kramer. They thought he was pretty great.
Yeah.
And he's like a wacky uncle. And then for him to come out screaming nigger is like,
he let us down.
It's like you thought he was this guy.
Right.
And you're like, oh, he feels so. Hulk Hogan is
it's more disappointing
quite possibly
than him.
A hero to black kids of
he was.
Like your
he
age,
was my
right?
Hero. Yes. Yeah.
So that's the fucked up thing is that you've got that image of
we
him.
We got
as,
bamboozled. Yeah. We got led astray.
We got hornswoggled.
We got fucking run amok.
That's the upsetting thing. That's why I have the show, so that you can never... If you go to the record, there was always a problem with me. You know what I mean? Like, even if tapes come out, let's say.
Oh, I got some tapes on you, actually, Kurt.
No, you don't.
No, I really do. After this whole Hulk Hogan thing surfaced, I said, hey, why not? Why shouldn't I get in the mix? I got so many audio tapes of you losing your fucking shit racially.
Really?
I said, why not throw some out there? We got them.
I'd be surprised if you had
don't anything. Be surprised. So we got some. Paul, do you have the tape that I have? Let's play the first one. It's disturbing. It's very disturbing stuff. Anything.
So, you know that guy my mom is seeing?
Yeah.
It turns out he's a fucking chog lips. You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember
you
saying.
You know what I mean?
Disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Can they
June
hear
bat? Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother. Mm-hmm. Switches sides on me after I pay for her music career with her recording studio. Okay? I'm out 10 grand. And then I gotta find out she's out there with some fucking boonswoggler.
Oh,
oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not racist, you know? I guess. I mean, I'm as racist as, like, anybody is, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, doesn't mean I want some spice hair all up in my mom, you know? Knocking her up with some little elbow walkers. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Disturbing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that?
No.
Are you recording?
Now, can you explain that to me, Kurt?
I don't know, dude.
Kurt, can you explain that?
I don't know that's my voice.
Oh, it's so your voice.
That's all you got is that?
No, I got several. I got several audio tapes of you just wilding out. I thought everybody needed to hear it.
I don't think that one's enough to get me on anything, to be honest.
Oh, really? Do you want me to play the next one?
No, because I'm going to get I have my Emmy thing coming up.
I'd fuck the don't Emmy. Fuck that's right. We talk about stars on Hollywood. This son of a bitch is nominated for an Emmy, and he's talking this nonsense. All right. Emmy. Really, two, but they're not giving him credit for the other one.
Yeah.
Because the white man's the devil. Give me that.
They had to give it to an affirmative action thing, I was told.
Yeah, affirmative action.
All right. Well,
This might fuck up your Emmy chances, but I don't give a fuck. Play
let's
it, Paul. Play it.
Listen, I'll tell you why black people love Bennigan's, okay? It's not a secret. They have an extra bone in their stomach that lets them digest Bennigan's, okay? All right. I mean, you're not supposed to say that. I don't want to be Jimmy the Greek out of my job. But we all know that's what it is. They have a fast twitch stomach bone that lets them digest Bennigan's, okay? They have two separate stomachs, one for Bennigan's, one for Red Lobster. And they regrow limbs like a starfish. Don't get sucked into their little pity game. Those limbs grow back. Have you ever seen anybody black without all their limbs ever? Because I haven't. Name one person. One black person that doesn't have their legs. You can't name one.
No.
Well, they should live under the sea. And, you know, obviously I can't say that, but
wow,
they belong in the ocean.
I mean,
hold on.
That is just disturbing.
He's right, though.
That is okay.
That's out.
That's offensive if it's taken in context.
That's out of context. But you tell me you wouldn't be happy here under the sea.
No, we won't be happy under the sea. It's disturbing, Kurt. I thought I could trust you. Of all the whiteys that ever came around me, I thought you were the one to trust. But no.
All right. Well, I don't know. I can weather. I think I can weather those two.
There are more. We'll play the rest of them later in the show.
We have more?
Ah, you're brutal. I'm glad that I
Who
had
Who keeps recording me?
Don't worry That's about what, it. I got to end.
This is what I can't nice piece end. Together. Who keeps recording me?
The person you trust the most.
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, shit. I just splattered water everywhere.
It's like, now we got to get into the Cincinnati thing. University of this security guard shooting a black man in the head for no reason. Mark, you know what I'm talking about.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Ray Tinsling. Is that the cop? I'm not going to call him a cop.
This is the first I'm hearing about this, so.
Sam, breakdown. You know the story, right?
Yeah, the cop pulled the guy over for being black, I think. That was.
I'm with him.
So far, so good, right? Yeah, no problem so far. Regular shit. Nah, dude asked why he pulled me over. When he went to answer the question, he said, get out of the car. So, you know, they went back and forth for a minute. We reached to get out of the car, and the cop said, stop what you're doing. Before the guy can stop what he does,
he shot him in the head.
He shot him in the head.
Like, wow, and was it even a cop or was it just like a security guard with a gun?
No, he was like a legit cop.
He's a university
of Cincinnati cop.
Police officer. So,
is that
yeah.
a real cop? So?
They got guns.
They got guns.
Wow. They got real guns.
I guess that's what the difference is.
Yeah. He's not a Paul Blart motherfucker with a fucking Segway.
Right.
That motherfucker got steel.
And
shot him in his head.
Why do cops keep shooting people in the face?
Not people, black people.
Yeah, right.
So
people fine.
So okay. So he pulls him over and he goes, why am I being pulled over? And then
he said, I ain't even doing anything. He said he didn't have a tag on his front. And that's usually like a vanity tag or something.
Yeah.
He didn't have a tag.
So he gets out of the car.
No, he's about to get out of the car, take it off his seatbelt, and the cop's like, what are you doing? He's like, you told me to get out of the car. What are you?
Right.
Wow.
He just shot him in the face.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't even know about that story.
Yeah,
they're really kind of piling up now.
Oh, the video just came out today.
The victim name is Sam Dubow. He's 43-year-old black man, shot him in his head, and now the cop is being charged with murder.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Yes. Disturbing.
What happened to that cop that shot that guy in the back that was also on video?
South Carolina? He got arrested.
He did get arrested. Yeah. Because that was crazy, dude. Yeah. Straight up executed.
Four cops have been indicted this year for shooting people.
Dude, it's all because of video, man.
Yeah. That video is everybody's starved for attention. If we weren't videotaping cops, they wouldn't shoot black
problems,
people.
Because right.
Everybody wants to. It's such a culture of narcissism. And, you know, if we stop videotaping, then there's no enticement for police officers to shoot black men.
Because when you see that red light on, you want to perform.
You gotta do something. Yeah,
you're right.
In fact, you know, whenever I do like the Tonight Show, my first inclination is to shoot the Roots. There's something about being on. I don't know. There's something about the red light and wanting to shoot a black man, especially if they're unarmed.
Yes. Okay, at least we're making some progress. I'm getting to see the other side of it.
Oh, my God.
I would love to see Questlove with two or three in him.
Dude, that is a...
Why not? He can fucking tolerate it with those thighs. Anywho. I'm just saying he has secretary spread. That's all I'm saying. He has the secretary spread. And so I'm drumming all day. Stand up and drum.
Quest has spillage.
He's spilling over on his thighs. Whatever.
I went to Spilling Over. It's a good university.
I mean, every one of these stories is like... They shot a black guy. Would they have a tape? All right, cool. Hopefully something will happen. Like,
nothing's going to happen. Somebody's going to get shot 2 weeks from now in the face by a fucking phony cop.
Yeah, I don't. You know, do you think we could be like a country that didn't have guns at all? I'm not even saying we should be. I'm just saying, is that even a possibility here?
I don't think so. You know why? Here's the problem. Guns are so much fucking fun to shoot.
I know.
People never discuss that. People always say gun violence. Nigga, go pick up a gun, go in the woods and shoot it.
Sherrod,
you're gonna be out there for hours having a ball.
Not only is that awesome, have you tried shooting them at black people? That's fucking amazing.
You say this to me? This is the question you say to me? Of course I have.
Of course.
They have a stomach bone that makes them run faster.
So it digests and runs faster. It can break down crab meat. Get a worse. Oh, shit. Good God Almighty. Yeah, the same thing's going to happen in a second, in another week.
Yeah. I know. You
what did that cop? You was on CNN with that cop too.
Oh, the racist one.
Yes. Yeah. What's his name?
You gotta be more specific. Harry.
Harry. Y'all always got the split screen battling nigga on CNN. I love it.
I just want to know how many people Harry shot when he was a cop.
Several.
Well, what did he say?
This one he couldn't even say. I mean, they shot somebody in the face on tape. There's nothing you can say. He just said that the only time cops ever... He said the thing that you said. Pretty much the only time cops kill people is when they're on tape. Mm-hmm. That every other person's
lying. Remember he said that's the only... That's what he said one time. On air. He said it's on air.
Test. One, two. One, two. Okay. Are you ready?
Here.
I'm only doing this. I'm only doing this in one take.
Oh, my good God, buddy. So disturbing.
Well, they have a whole kind of philosophy of that, though. The people, because I always say, well, I'm anti-death penalty, not because I give a shit if you're guilty and they kill you, but just if you get the wrong guy. I don't want the wrong guy to get killed, right? So their argument is, it's never happened.
Right.
I watch a guy, what the fuck? He was a black conservative guy. I'm Bill Maher saying that. He's from Texas. He's a representative or something. I can't remember his name. But he said, I couldn't even believe that.
He said it never happened. That the he goes, yeah,
but this, just before that, he's talking about how government can't do anything. So all of a sudden, when it comes to that, suddenly government's
infallible. Perfect. Right.
That's right. Fucking amazing.
And that was a black dude?
Yeah. He seemed like a dude you would have known that you brought on the show set? From Fox.
Oh, really? Like that kind of...
Yeah, like...
He's got a little, like, New York Post in him? What?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Is he a heavyset black man?
I can't remember. Like, medium? He looked like the dad from Malcolm in the Middle of The Kid in the Wheelchair.
Kurt don't know if black... Kurt don't know if black people are, like, heavyset or skinny because they're wearing black, so he just sees skinny. It's all thinning to him. Freed, late, Freed. Oh, we're gonna run into the mics. We got Godfrey over here too.
I know. Well, get to the rest of the stuff because we're gonna have.
I wanted to get to the Cosby New York Magazine.
Well, then we're gonna have to talk to Dr. Cosby if we're gonna talk about that.
Get him on that mic over there.
Well, somebody just
Freedly.
Cause let me just switch out just briefly. Somebody switch with Aaron. Or can we bring Aaron in on a mic?
Yeah, let her share your mic.
Wait, Aaron, you know what? Come get it. Can we get her a chair and then she just shares a mic?
You know what I mean? Then they sneak in early when you're like, what?
Get on that mic, Freed. Late Freed.
Godfrey. Oh, Godfrey has his own?
Oh, you got one over there. Okay, good.
Wait, but Dr. Cosby? Okay, good, does Dr. Good. Cosby have his own?
Danielle, you can stay there. Oh, you can bring that chair. Okay, go over there. You can go over there. Okay.
So do you want me to just come on? I think
they want you on that mic.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
You want her on that mic?
Yeah.
You want me on
that? Yeah, take that chair over there.
Okay. Andrew, do you already know about this news story?
We're in the radio right now.
I know. Guys, this is the part where we arrange chairs. Listen, I'm sorry. First of all, Dr. Bill Cosby is coming into the studio.
Okay, before we do that, before we go to Dr. Cosby, let's go to a caller real fast, shall we?
Yeah, caller, go ahead.
Here we go.
Sorry.
I'm tipping you. Okay.
Face the wall.
There's a little
bit
to do.
We're going to tap on the shooting.
Okay.
Is this Brandon?
All right, Brandon, what's up?
Mark Frank.
Is he him?
I want to answer this dude.
Brandon, you there? No, it ain't clicking.
Hello? I don't hear nothing. What kind of show is this? Guys, if we have too much dead air, we are contractually obligated to say nigger a lot.
Put the clicker over here.
Please. Is it who would happen to Brandon? Or do you have a different caller?
Director?
There we go.
Yeah.
Down one.
Everybody's holding their breath waiting to see what happens.
I just like to see all these white people scramble.
It is awesome. It's
look,
like
I'm surrounded by white people right now. Look at this.
Dude, it's like something went wrong.
That's what Dr. King wanted.
It's like a moon launch went bad and all these guys are scrambling now.
I'm going to try to get the Brandon right now from Texas.
Brandon.
Brandon, you there?
Yes, sir. Sherrod, you're killing it on the morning show. I love you, man.
Thank you, brother. I love you, too. I love you right back, Brandon. What's going on?
That video was online, and the officer says he pulled the guy over for no front license plate. And then they talked for about 60 seconds. The guy looks for his license for 60 seconds. The black guy says, "I have a license. You can go look it up in your car." And the officer says, "Do you have the license on you?" And they argue back and forth for about 60 seconds. And then the black guy starts his car up and drives off, and the cop is kind of holding on to the car for about 1 to 2 seconds, and then he takes out his gun and shoots him in the head. While the black guy takes off in the car, that's what happened. So I hope he gets life in jail. He straight up murdered that dude. He didn't deserve to get shot in the head just because he chose to drive off.
I didn't see him drive off.
I didn't see the drive off part either.
I think only white people saw
him
drive off.
Wait, wait.
Were you watching whiter vision?
Hold on. Is it? But there is a very distinct possibility. This is two separate things. getting confused.
Oh, the whole thing's on WorldStar?
Yeah,
the whole video where he drives off is on WorldStar, yeah.
Sir, whenever your evidence is WorldStar.
After he got shot. No,
the video.
No, I get it.
They released the video, yeah.
What'd you say, Mark?
Well, he didn't drive off after he got shot in the face. His body fell forward, and he hit the pedal, and then the car moved.
Speeding is speeding, Mark. He's getting a ticket.
What he's saying is he was driving away, and the cop shot him forward trying to drive away. Is that what you're trying to say, Brandon?
I'm saying... The officer, instead of holding on and getting dragged, he chose to shoot the person instead.
What about letting go?
Yeah, there's that option, right?
He should have just let it go and let the guy drive off.
There's no way I'm letting a guy with no front plate get away. That is not why I got into campus police. To let front plates run wild.
They already charged him with murder, though. That came. I mean, it took 10 days to get here because this happened on July 19th.
Yeah, and they charged him with murder real fast. All right, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it, brother.
Y'all have a good one, man.
You too. Take care. I don't think that's true. Yeah, now, what he was about to say? Yeah, he was the...
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That he was driving away, and they clearly, now there's two sides of this story.
Do you think they believe it? He had already soaked it into his fucking brain.
Hold on, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I see how he had to do it.
It already soaked into your dumb white brain. See, we didn't hear that on your fucking liberal news.
Did your liberal news report that he drove away after a clear command to not do so?
All right, Aaron, what you were talking about something with Aaron. Why did you bring Aaron to the mic for?
Oh, because Cosby. So this is the other deposition that she can talk about.
Oh, yeah. You can talk about Cosby, but you can't talk about Hulk Hogan.
I am going to say the safe word so loud. If you bring it up.
Either way, Aaron's losing her job after this show.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So you know Aaron probably pretty well, right? Because this has to be a big story, especially Jezebel, the Cosby deposition.
Yeah. I mean, you mean like the New York Magazine story?
Well, describe what it is now, what we know from the deposition.
So far, 46 women have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault.
Liars! I'm sorry. Sorry, that was
well,
me.
Well, I mean,
sorry.
It is that 46, you know, the standard unit is 50 women equals one man. So he's four away. Okay. We just need four more, and then we can be like, okay.
And that man's a liar.
Yeah, he's there's 46 of them. 35 of them posed for New York Magazine's cover.
Okay.
Along with an empty chair, which represents the ones that are still out there.
The ghost rapes.
Yeah, the ghost.
The ones ghost dad fucking.
Like ghost dad.
There's just a hat floating in one of the chairs.
I saw a hat, a trench coat, some kids was running around.
But what I want to know is why is the deposition out? Like, how did this come out now that he answered? Is that the old case?
Yeah, this is from 2005, and it didn't really get leaked as much as, like, the New York Times was, like, looking into it, and they were like, we're going to, you know, FOIA this and try to get this, and then they were like, oh, you can get it through a court reporting service. Like, it was there.
So they could have just reported on it this whole time.
They had it the whole time.
Really?
Which is, it's pretty...
So what do you think personally, Aaron? You think Dr. Cosby is guilty?
Well, wait. Here's what's on the deposition.
Oh, what is it?
It's about, he says, yes, he would give people Quaaludes.
He confirmed that he would, like, give people Quaaludes and then, like...
So shouldn't he be disqualified for juicing? I mean, I don't think that 46 counts.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Number should go way down. If he was juicing, I can't
if
trust
If honor
that.
Matters and fair play, I think...
Those numbers don't...
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be out. The women were the ones that were juiced. It wasn't him, so they would be the ones disqualified.
Keep
not
him out
Bill
the hall.
Well, okay.
The hall of rape.
Do you say
the Sultan of Because
I think it's just such a number. You know, let's say a bunch of them are lying. That's still like a huge number.
Yeah.
Let's say it's just 12 are telling the truth. That's still too many, probably.
Yeah, I think every time there's like a bunch of people and they have kind of the same story over a long time, it's sort of hard to... disbelieve all of them. Like, what are the odds that 46 women would have similar...
And grandmothers are coming. That's what really...
Yeah, and like...
What grandmother say? You know he raped me, right? What grandmother says that? He raped everybody. He raped a lot of people.
I grew up in Philly, and everybody knew growing up Bill Cosby rapes people.
Really?
Yeah!
I blame Philly!
Okay, that's an old...
I blame Philadelphia for that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill Cosby's having a fundraiser. Okay, just don't drink no tea.
Wasn't that where Hannibal's set was, though? Wasn't that where his set was that got recorded? It was in Philly?
Yeah!
So Philly is the center of all this.
Yes!
Yeah. Cheese steaks and rapes.
Yeah. Well, okay, so... I mean, look, we've all made our mind up, I guess, but I think it'd be only fair... To let
he should speak for himself.
Yeah, Dr. Bill Cosby.
I'd love to hear from him.
Dr. Cosby, and I'm sorry to bring you in this way.
Free, lit, lit, free.
But how do you address this? This deposition.
I did have to, and then she said that I did, and then it's over. And then I said, what over now? I said, are you thirsty? And then I sat there and then said the thing. And I said, no, and she was over, 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 over. I said, what is this? Wow, sit down, just have fun. Do your thing, please, and then sit there. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, boy, here it comes. So you're thirsty, drinks, you drank the thing, and I just sat there and,
Wait, now, Dr. Cosby.
Yes.
You saw the magazine cover, right?
I saw it.
You recognize those women? The Incredible? What's going on with that?
When I saw the cover and it looked, I said, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
wait, okay,
15,
we know how many.
16,
God damn it,
17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23,
oh, we know how many
24, shut up, I'm not finished, 25, 26, oh boy, 27, 28, 29, 30, but you know I was on Sesame Street, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41.
How many?
Only he knows how many, right?
43, 44, 45, 46. They were on the front. I saw it. And I counted.
What?
Okay, what did you say, Andrew?
I was just going to say this. Off what Mark was saying, there's a classic story about Cosby, about how everybody knew.
Yeah.
Kenan Thompson tells the story that when he was on the set of Fat Albert, when he met Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby was in character, said, you know, it's nice to meet you. You ready to do this? And Kenan was like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm so, you know, it's always been my dream to work with you, et cetera, et cetera. Then Cosby took him in private and was like, yo, you're going to need two dicks. Once this movie comes out, you're going to need two dicks.
One's the raping like, dick.
What?
One's when you're right.
Why don't you tell Camille about it? I think Camille knows.
Yeah,
I worked for Cosby in 97, man. I was audience coordinator in Queens when I was roommates with Mike Epps, which was funny. And yeah, there would be a bunch of women on that.
I heard some stuff.
But I didn't think he was raping, but I know. There would be. I heard like he would be a little aggressive. That's what I would hear. But there would be. I'm not even bullshitting you. Because you could walk into his office. He would let you just walk into his office. You could say, "Hey, Mr. Cobb, what's up?" And he was just like, "Hey, Bumper, you know." I mean, that's how he was. And so there was always women on the set all the time, like just waiting around for Dr. Cosby.
I knew that him and Robin Gibbons had a little. Him and Robin Gibbons back in the day before she married Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Right. I had rumors, allegedly.
Yeah.
He was paying for her Harvard education because he was tapping it.
Of how to avoid predators in the future.
how did this go on for so long? Like, if this is like something, like, why do you guys think it?
Because if
went
you
on?
Don't have, first of all, if you don't have proof of anything, right?
Yeah.
And let you be the one saying a thing about somebody famous without, like, everybody's
America's
like,
dad.
These are white women. Usually, you know, I mean,
you a lot of they, white women.
Yo, Mark, that's what I've been saying.
That's what I've been amazed
Isn't
by.
Isn't that well, tells you how far we've
easier
come?
To trick.
You see how far we've
this
come?
This was Dr. King's dream.
That no one believes these white women.
I agree.
In the 60s, no one would have believed white women if Bill Cosby.
Because that's how famous Bill Cosby was. That the cops looked at the white women like this. Why would he rape you?
Yeah.
Well, Beverly Johnson was one of the women that accused him. She wrote a thing in Vanity Fair. She like the first black supermodel like wrote about it. So
that's
it
how hard
like,
it is to be in a black anything.
Well, race I'm surprised she can write.
I'm just kidding. That's right. Jackie Robinson got raped.
Whoa.
Allegedly. That's the first black
Jackie?
Anything.
Is it comes the with a rape.
Yeah. He's just had the misfortune of being named Jackie. How so?
Honest mistake.
But in the thing, he
Obama
he says,
raped. He got raped in the White House.
Who's the one Allegedly. Cosby's talking to in the deposition? It's a girl that's
you. The first
be a
black
model.
Guy on red eye, right?
No.
No.
I came right behind one other dude who got raped. I see where you was going with that part. I raped him.
Wow. Do you know this thing Cosby said?
I'm glad I just made you swallow. Go ahead. What do you Cosby said in the deposition?
Okay.
What?
So this girl, she was a model, and like he was afraid of what her mom thought of him.
That's the Canadian girl?
Do you know what I'm talking
you
about?
You know, I didn't read the entire deposition.
I know. That's
so
the Canadian
funny.
Girl.
He goes, tell your mother about the orgasms.
The orgasm that she had. Right. Damn.
So his mom prove. Wouldn't. So his mom wouldn't think he was gross. So her mom wouldn't think he was gross.
And it was consensual because she had an orgasm. That's
there
why.
Was, oh my God! One of the, you know, the main woman in the deposition is gay, and like in the and she's like been talking about how like he just couldn't read the signals. Like he had no idea that she was gay. And he was like, oh, I'm gonna.
Wait, is that politically correct to call a woman if she gets raped? You call her that's gay. That's so
well,
gay
I mean,
getting
it's,
raped.
It's like a term of endearment.
First of
know.
All, Aaron, you should listen. Everyone's straight in their sleep. That's a or gay.
You know, we're having a lot of laughs, but we're not thinking about the real victim here. The pharmacist with carpal tunnel syndrome who wrote all those
Dude,
prescriptions.
He was getting them from his gynecologist. For Bill Cosby had a gynecologist. Who
That's
was
a raper.
He was a gynecologist.
Wait.
Dr. Huckabee.
He was getting, he had a, like, he had a gynecologist for whatever reason who was prescribing
was
him.
Was it Camille?
He's Dr. Huxtable. I am a gynecologist.
Dr. Cosby.
Don't forget what involved.
A good point too. A lot of these women thought they were the only one getting
Wait,
raped. You
Cosby.
Don't think you get raped in groups?
Hold on, Cosby.
You just think you're the only victim.
Yeah, that's true. You had a gynecologist, Dr. Cosby. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
Why?
Because. Because, you know, the thing.
That's
what
they're
doing.
What?
Do.
What?
Gynecologist is.
Why would you, a grown man, also a doctor?
Yes.
But also, mainly a man.
Yes. Wow.
Have to go
yeah, well.
To a gynecologist, which is, you know, a well, vagina doctor. Why would you have to go to that?
Well, I just ask what the parts are important. Because you got to ask, you got to know the anatomy of the supernatural. So I go for advice from the thing, and he tells me, go and he touched that, the doop, and then, oh boy. And so that's, I had to get the expert advice to make sure I was hitting the right places.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh, that explains all the pap smears.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cox.
Yep, you're welcome.
Are they?
Gotta go back and do some more raping. 47, 48, 49. Keep them coming, motherfuckers. You haven't proven shit. 50, 51. I hope there's a fucking Bible full of women on the bench. You can have a poster, son of a bitch. I'm gonna bust nuts on all of them, Mark. 79, 80.
Oh shit!
He's 50s.
Well, he likes what he likes. Cosby likes what he likes, man. He takes that pussy.
I'm gonna get a blanket made of all the women on just a shower curtain with all the ladies that are raped.
You gonna make the New York Magazine cover into a shower curtain?
Shower curtain. All the bitches that are raped coming into the showers.
Does Camille approve of that kind of shit?
She's approved this shit for years.
Yeah, Camille's down with it. Listen,
come on, man.
Know,
that money's so long. She's like, just don't let me see it.
Is Camille the new Dottie Sandusky? Is she the new, like, yes. Ding Dong? I didn't know
Paterno.
What was happening in that basement. Yes. Dottie doesn't go in the basement. That's the only rule we have. It's all lies.
Because yeah, Camille would have left a long time ago, man. Camille would have left a long time ago, but the 80s hit 90s, and that money came in. Whoop!
She got a little Dottie Sandusky left out the
she
way.
Knew.
Oh,
please.
Bullshit.
Don't you think, like, if you're with, I mean, okay.
She know he was
so
fucking. She know
she
was
definitely
raping.
Did, but,
right,
like.
Right, right, right. I knew, yeah, right.
Exactly. Nobody knows their husband's
yeah,
raping.
Like, you're with, okay, you're with somebody you want to believe that they're not a monster.
Right.
So, like, confirmation bias is pretty crazy. Like, I'm sure she's like, no. Like, my whole life is riding on this being wrong. So
yeah.
I choose to believe that it's wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, I mean, it's just like whenever, you know, you're with somebody and they tell you some bullshit story, they're like, oh, no, my phone died three nights in a row at the same time. It's like, oh yeah, your phone died. That's yeah, totally
Camille,
yeah.
Plus Camille is like, Camille's dumb. Listen, no, Camille's no, like he's
not,
a serial. Listen,
it's
she
not
said
dumbness. It's
he's
not.
A serial a cheater. It's like, right. Yeah, bitch, why are you still there then? I don't care if it's raping
they
or cheating.
Old black people. Old black people don't get divorced.
Shit.
They get separate bedrooms.
Somebody get killed. Somebody get murdered.
Dude, the creepy part of the Cosby thing is how much he's like supposed
Camille
to be.
Camille was too busy picking out all his sweaters. Camille knew what's going down, man.
Hell yeah.
At least one. You think she only knew one?
No, she don't. How would she know he was raping somebody?
She knew he was.
He didn't like. How would he know?
Because she go through his shit like any other woman. Go through his phone like any other woman.
What kind of shit?
She had a deposition. He had to go and have a deposition.
Let's ask Dr. Cosby. How did you hide this from Camille this whole time? How do you get around Camille when you were getting your side action? I'm even calling you guilty, but I think you probably did do it. But how did you hide it from Camille?
How did I hide it? Told her to go to the other wing because the house was big as shit.
Oh, all right.
And I said, well, Camille, go all the way to the wing. I want to tell some jokes to these people, teach them how to do comedy.
Camille walking around with a hair looking like fucking Willie Randolph. No wonder he's out fucking bitches. You like look Willie like first Randolph. Season of Urkel, bitch.
You got random as hell.
She got Willie Randolph. She got fucking second baseman's hair. Bugs
second baseman.
It bugs me.
Dr. Oh, Cosby, do you shit. Like? How do you feel about Camille's hair? Do you like it?
It's nice. It's cute.
Mega.
She has cute. Old, she has like old lady cute hair.
Yeah.
She's cute old lady.
But she had it for 60 years.
Camille was fine as shit back in the day.
Yeah, she was. Camille was
fine. She was fine like.
Yeah, he's like 800.
Your favorite teacher's fine. Goofy and old, always boring.
I guess during my childhood, but I'm saying he's 80, so she's what?
I never looked at Camille. I always looked at Camille and said like that. He need to dump Camille for Felicia Rashad. Why didn't he just marry that bitch? Because Camille looked like she was a bore.
Right.
Yo, always look at who? Oh, yeah, but he hooked up that. That's the only one he didn't rape because he passed it off to Ahmad Rashad.
I wonder if
should we go to commercial?
Her,
everybody nervous now because I'm talking real?
Is she coming out? You think so? Uh-oh.
Who?
Claire, don't say nothing. 78.
Nah, she won't say it.
95.
I like that the dude who played Denise's husband came out and did that whole thing.
Joseph C. Phillips?
He was great.
He said came out on him?
He said whatever Cosby does now until the end of his life is going to predict what he is to us.
Yeah.
Because we already know this shit. So now,
damn.
Now step up and be a man about it.
What do you think he's gonna come? What are we gonna do? He ain't gonna do shit.
How could you possibly be a man about that? Like,
because you can own up to it.
So what? What in the world? Like, it's okay. It's fine. Oh, he said it. Oh, he admitted it.
Come get your punishment for it. That's the only thing you can do to make things right.
His punishment is what's happening to him right now because the statute of limitations has expired on all the crimes except one.
Let me tell you something. A statute of limitations. I've never run late on killing a motherfucker yourself. Or stabbing him.
Wait, why is there a statute of limitations
on rape?
Yeah, why is there? Does anybody know?
Eh, you forget about it.
Is that what
just
it is?
No, it's no because
it,
it's like
what they said?
It's hard to keep evidence.
No, it's because it's yeah, because it's like evidence? Rape kits are really hard to like keep, and it's like you know it's hard to gather evidence.
The real important part of this story, the important part of the story is really what Cockroach thought about this whole thing. Is Cockroach involved? I'm sure he raped in his day. Nigga named Cockroach.
Carl Payne.
Carl Payne.
Carl Payne.
He's selling cars in L.A. I saw him.
Dang, what?
Don't say what like that. That's a good job.
Cockroach sells cars?
Cockroach is raping.
Yeah, they're selling automobiles.
I wonder if what's his name going to come out?
Allegedly.
What's his name? Oh, gosh, Theo. What's his name? God, he just.
Michael Jamal
Warner. I wonder if.
He's not saying much.
None of them saying nothing. Damn.
Bud? Yeah, but I don't know where anybody is. Nobody's really talking about it except for
it's fucking up their money. They only eat on Cosby Show.
Well, the rituals are over. Richer than all of them now.
That's
so.
Why she could talk about it. Bud is like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Bud is like, that's my weed money. That's my bud money.
Cut the residuals, then you start talking.
Damn.
They cut no more reruns, man.
It's like it's better than listen. Michael Jackson was a genius for dying.
What if they just cut Cosby?
Die.
Remember what I said to you? Like they just cut Cosby out. Of the
I think The Onion did that.
Oh, they did it?
Yeah. They made him like a black square, and then the next scene, he's like a smiley face that screams instead of talking.
We were laughing about Seinfeld. We released Seinfeld without Kramer.
Just the doors opening.
Just hugging empty.
But Cosby still does concerts, though. Shit.
People still go, too.
See, and he packs it.
Because old black people don't want to hear nothing that nobody wants to say.
It's probably mainly white crowds. They go out.
Old white people, too.
Maybe they're just doing it ironically. Like, haha, I'm laughing at this rapist.
No, it's probably like churchy fucking people like this. Ah, they just going after them.
He's like, I didn't do a concert tour.
I think
it wasn't me. Dover, 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 dover,
dover. He was sold out in the Bahamas.
Wasn't me. That's my favorite song. Wasn't me.
In the Bahamas, definitely, because they're conservative.
I love Shaggy.
They love this one.
Wasn't me. Dover, 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 dover.
Is that what you do down there?
Wasn't me. Lord of mercy. Wasn't me. She wanted to be an actress. It wasn't me. Are you thirsty? Wasn't me. That's my favorite song.
You should release a remix of it.
I'm thinking about it, but no one wants to record.
Oh, we would play it. We would open the show. If Dr. Cosby sang It Wasn't Me right now, would open
some
the show.
Some DJ should just throw it out there regardless.
The show's on fire tonight.
Have Dr. Cosby sing it, and then maybe someone can put music behind it. Somebody listening or play.
Oh, somebody going to animate it already. Yeah. But listen, we got to take a break, though. We got to take a quick break. I want to thank everybody for coming, too. You guys want to stick around for the next hour? This is going to fly by. This is fun times.
Yeah. Oh, it's 10.
It's 10 o'clock already. Wow. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Race Wars, baby. Believe it.
Race Wars with Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger is back.
Think about me, Colt. What you saying now? Where's your wife, your kids, your ass? You ain't got no, you silly billy. All gone quiet on the wanker front. Gary Cooper's on the glue because he's stuck to his gums. Radio edit. Oh, it's so nice. Lauren Laverne keeps playing tumbling dice. Just like you with your Maharishi shoulder back. Walking the strip like you're fucking.
I thought it was the streets, right. Mike Skinner.
So good. It is like that, the streets music.
Yeah, where new music. I used to listen to the streets, like they just talk like all this. Fucking
I like it time.
That's what it is.
I don't give a shit. No.
They'll kick your fucking face in. That's why I like them.
I do kind of like
it. Give you a
headbutt
to the face.
Can I say the name of it again?
Sleaford Mod. That's the name of it. It's an English dude. Sleaford Mod. It's a new group.
Sleaford?
There's a second album, actually.
Spell it.
S-L-E-A-F-O-R-D. Sleaford.
I'm a Sleaford Mod.
Bronx and a Six. And the name of the song is Bronx and a Six.
Oh. Spell it one more time. Oh.
Sleaford Mod. S-L-E-A-F-O-R-D. Mod. M-O-D-S. And the name of the song is Bronx and a Six. Live a little, you
nice,
fucking nerds.
Nice fucking hell. I'm going to get that
right,
fucking
kick
thing.
Kick you right in your fucking Chevy Chase. No,
did right
you
go your any, fucking
did
bullsh.
You go to England ever?
Yeah.
What'd you go for?
Just hanging out. Fucking fucking girls.
Nice. Oh.
What'd you go for? Nerd jokes?
Nice. Good one. Nice one, Sherrod.
I went for, Steinberg sent me for,
oh boy.
On a bicycle.
I had to ride my bike there.
Yeah, that's Steinberg for you.
It was called the Real Deal Comedy Jam.
Oh, Jesus.
Black
jam
room.
At the end.
That's a black room.
Because that's international.
Jam.
That's international law that all black shows must
end
have a jam.
Something, something. Jam.
You people in your
jam.
You love your jamborees.
It is short for jamboree.
So, but the guys that ran it, I fucking love. The dudes that ran the thing were the coolest dudes. Like, I loved it. They were awesome.
Were they English black dudes?
English black dudes that were hilarious. Like, just to be. And then they get in fights. And, you know, like, they're so fucking polite still because they're British. So they'd be talking like, well, I don't appreciate it, mate, if you don't tell me ahead. I'm just sitting here. You guys are fighting. And I had to, like, leave.
You thought it was a poetry slam.
They're pouring fucking teacups and shit. And they're like, I don't appreciate it, mate. And also, this is great. My pants were too loose there. My pants have never been right for black people around the world.
No.
Like, when I started in Philly, my pants are too fucking tight. In England,
it's too loose.
The one guy's like, we've got to get you tight to pants, mate. This guy, Cat
like
Boyce.
I can't
cool
see
guy.
Your heartbeat in your dick.
That's
damn.
How they fucking wear their pants.
Yes,
but imagine feeling white as hell for entirely new weird reasons. Okay? Like it was like Fringe, like in like the alternate world. So the guy who's like the Kevin Hart of there.
Right?
But young, like Kevin at the beginning. When so his name's Cat Boyce. And he's cool as shit.
Okay.
Like I really like to do. He fucking, I couldn't tell you what any of their comedy is, by the way. They like, they might as well have been speaking gibberish, all these people. Like, their English accents are so heavy, especially when they get, I have no idea what they're talking about.
It's just like when you run into Jamaicans, they get more Jamaican because you ain't Jamaican.
The crowds
they want to intimidate you with their fucking
predominantly
nonsense.
Jamaican crowds, predominantly.
Yeah, because Jamaica was a British colony.
And they weren't that into me. The Africans were into me. Like, just a Nigerian girl, first night
you
I
was
bombed.
Like, you know Sade?
Yeah. The first night, that's hysterical, dude.
Even if you don't know Sade, it's really funny.
Dude, the first night there, I banged a Nigerian model. After bombing, it was like opposite land.
Yeah. So you bombed,
and black girl took me home.
And Nigerian, hold up, Godfrey's Nigerian now. He smashed one of your fucking
because
bring
Nigerians,
back our girls.
Don't you listen?
We can't find them.
Listen,
he's I don't know where they are. Nigga, he's taking down your bring backs.
We are looking.
Don't you?
We are still looking. I looked under the couch, can't find nothing. But I can see my soccer ball. Super Eagles.
Super Eagles.
Why do everybody worry about the girls? What about the soccer team? Bring back our boys. Bring back them. Huh? Super Eagles. Bring them back.
Look at Mark. Mark is ashamed of our blackness.
Mark is like, and this is the problem with the black community. Let me tell you. I believe as a black man, we should stop putting down our race and get together on an international, national basis.
Black people going to be like, Mark, what were you doing around those niggas?
That's just what I was thinking.
Mark got CNN credibility. You better chill.
Mark Sherrod with books. That's what he is. He's me if I had fucking access to books.
Anderson Cooper sending you a sad face.
Are you just CNN
face.
Or MSNBC too?
Yeah, it's CNN.
Just CNN, man.
Oh, you don't fucking with MSNBC?
Nah, I can't.
Why? Well, of course, you signed a contract with it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you're always against that one Republican dude. What's his name?
That one cop dude.
That one the white dude, the Republican with the Republican. He has that what's hair. What's his name? Republican
Ben Ferguson.
Hair.
Ben Ferguson.
He has that hair, that quaff.
You hate him? Do you hate him?
No, they get along.
Aaron, do you know who Ben Ferguson is?
I believe that.
I try not to pay attention to CNN.
Oh. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Wait, I heard hold they on. Found the plane, Aaron, though. I heard they found the plane. I might watch CNN again.
Yeah.
The plane?
I was going to say,
I
is that,
no fucking choice. I watch CNN.
Is that why you watch it? You had to. You're sick of knowing about the plane? Every time a plane goes down, CNN covered that
CNN's
shit.
CNN's the place to go for the plane, or if you want to get your news from D.L. Hughley.
Dude, they...
Shots fired.
We should get him on, dude.
We
he's actually very
on.
Good
yeah,
on
great.
Things. But CNN, dude, then they had a simulation of, like, this is if the plane was wet, what it would look like. Dude, it was like, you know why? That guy that got kicked off, or he left NBC, the one that switched Leno and Conan, who's the guy?
Ryan
Zuckerberg.
Lewis. Zucker. Jeff Zucker.
Zucker. That was his idea, all that plane coverage.
Yeah.
That's him. That's his magic touch. Remember when he's like, what if we make the Today Show longer? And that was his fucking innovation.
He got
who
me on
watches
there a couple
that,
times.
Dude? I want to know, is anybody out there that watches the fucking Today Show?
Oh, yes.
Who
with
the
new
fuck
black chick
watches
on there.
That?
Holy shit.
Everybody in America, pretty much.
With short hair.
I watch it. I start work at home.
Which one? Is that the Matt Lauer one?
That's
yeah,
Matt Lauer.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, but usually, like, so I have to start work at home and I'm really busy right away in the morning, but at like 10, things start slowing down, so I turn the TV on and it's always like Kathy Lee and Hoda, like, drinking
that's
red
10-ish.
Wine.
Yeah. I see Hoda all the time. She lives in my neighborhood.
Really?
All the time. We talk and like two bitches just yap. We yap like bitches.
I knew you were a wine bitch.
I'm whiny. We're going to be doing one of these.
You cross your arms like a recently married couple.
That's right. In Long Island couple who just got married.
So you like it? And how did you
but
like...
By the way, today's show is doing the worst, I think, out of all the morning shows. I think it's ABC. Good Morning America is still number one right now. Then I think even CBS with Gayle King is beating today's show.
Damn.
They got to try to mix
with
it up.
With Charlie Rose?
With Charlie Rose, yeah.
I can't watch any of them, man.
I watch all of them. I appear on all of them.
Oh, you do.
We're going to get Gayle on the show, too.
That's
Gayle's
why
gonna be on
I
in
can't
2 weeks.
Watch them.
You think black people going to be angry at you.
Gayle going to be embarrassed like a
Gayle's coming on in 2 weeks, baby.
Oh, by the way.
After Penn. We're trying to get Penn next week.
Are you allowed to talk about the weird sex things that you get sent to you for your job? Because I asked her to come on, and she's sending me, like, her, like the weird fan mail she gets is always... Because she, you know, Jezebel's that fucking feminist website.
I read it every day.
Bitch.com.
I read it every day.
Based on that whore that got thrown out a window because she deserved it, Jezebel.
Yeah, got eaten by dogs. Yeah, that's exactly what it's based on. Yeah.
That whore!
They was going to call it Bathsheba, but they said no, Jezebel. It's Bible names.
Dude, this stuff. So wait, you texted me. Where,
The most recent one was pretty crazy. So like, I'm... Because we, like, write stories and sometimes we do, like, reported stuff. So I have to be, like, contactable. So I put my, like, email in my bio, which most, like, my Twitter bio, which is, like, most of the time it's fine. People will be like, here's a tip. Like, this guy is doing this thing or, like, this campaign worker did this thing. Or, you know, and so we'll have to, like, investigate and look into it. And 9 out of 10 times it's nothing. But anyway, one time, like, I'll get an email that's just, like...
Oh, what's your Twitter thing, too? What's your Twitter?
My Twitter handle?
Yeah.
It's Morning Gloria. My middle name's Gloria. So it's like two words, Morning Gloria.
Okay.
Is this from Facebook? Will
definitely, that's from Facebook. I get things on Facebook, too. Like, every once in a while, I'll check my other folder just because I feel too good about myself. So, so I'll be like, what? Who wants me to die today? Or, like, they either want me to die or they want to fuck me or they want to fuck me till I die.
So you got my message.
What?
Yeah. It was weird that your mom was CC'd on that.
Yes. She's the one who taught me. She does all the pushing on the butt. She give me butt pushes. I'm her son. I'm the baby.
Look at my baby pushing butt.
Thanks, mama.
My baby pushes right into
He's bettering himself.
He want to come up.
That's right.
Better yourself, baby. Better yourself, baby. Baby. Baby.
So this guy, Michael Gray, that's the guy's name on Facebook. This is what I like about this is there's a picture of him with these like big sunglasses on, and he uses emoticons in every single one, a smiley face emoticon after every. So hello, smiley emoticon.
Okay.
I want to cut. I want to cut through the red tape and ask that I masturbate to you when you were on here. Winky smiley face.
The red tape is my favorite part. Right. Like there's somebody in the government. Like no, you got to fill out these forms.
As a matter of fact,
fucking bureaucracy.
I am Aaron's masturbation agent, and
I'm sorry. You need the 1040.
We
got to
negotiate.
J O.
Okay. Next message. Then he goes. If it is okay. .. Lives. But. I feel you can understand why I would go to you and .. and make it fun, smiley face.
He's
going to
fucking kill you, this guy.
Yeah. What's the next one? Wake alert. Smiley face emoticon.
Yeah, at a different time. So, like, I didn't check my messages. I just, like, went in and there were two different... Yeah.
And then she wrote back, I'm your mom.
Yeah, that's my like standard response when a man
that's
does something
safe,
like that.
Well, now you have like, your new safe word, Aaron.
Like, I'm your mom. Yeah.
Oh, I would still keep going.
Yeah, that's a boner killer.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
A boner killer.
You're my mommy?
Wait, that's what you thought this was? I thought you were trying to get him to finish faster so he'd stop bothering you. I didn't understand.
No, it was just like, I didn't know what to say because I was really grossed out. So I was like, I don't know. But sometimes I get, like emails that are really long and that are like nice guy emails, like people that are like, I just want you to know that I really like your writing and I just think you're really
David Feldman.
That's what like, you really stay away from. That's the psychopath.
I know, exactly. It's like you want parts of my hair. You want me to cut off like some of my hair and send it to you. Yeah, it's real creepy. Just being like a woman on the internet, I like hate complaining about it because I have a cool job, but like someday you just get weird shit sent to you.
Well, you get sex shit is what you get.
Yeah.
You get
sex and death. Those are the things that you get.
I told you mine about the guy's going to cave my Jew skull in.
Yes. He's a friend to the show.
Yeah. He's a different...
Jew skull in.
Yeah, and then I'm not even a Jew, Godfrey.
What is it? Is a Jew skull like a piggy bank or
whatever?
What?
He hated Kurt so much he was going to make him switch religions. Then Kurt fucking smash his skull.
He was going to make me study the Torah with a bat behind my head. And I open the scrolls and they go, say it together. Elohim. You got it.
Smash your Jew skull. A Jew
he
skull.
Him. He converted him.
You know
to
what she, you know what she, yeah. You know what you call a Jew with a crushed skull?
What?
A Polish person.
Damn. Nice.
That is technically what you call them.
Chuckling his ass off, too.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Love that. He got the shoulder chuckle going.
He got the shoulder chuckle going. That's a knee slapper right there. What you call a Jew with the thing? Polak!
That's what I'm laughing at. I said a Polish person. That's politically correct.
I love the shoulder chuckle.
Dude,
you're Polak. Like, that's
by
my
way,
joke, goddamn.
Some fucking... Shit. you know, I can see not throwing around nigger. I can see that, too.
Right.
But Polak is still, to this day,
right,
a delight to say.
It rolls right off your tongue.
To have in my mouth.
It rolls off your tongue.
Polak. At first, it sounds like a delicious, almost a pastry. Like, let's get Polak.
Yeah, Polaks and bagels.
Like you get it at the Selco.
A pole lock. It sounds like how a stripper locks up her pole.
It sounds wonderful. But did you know what? The double G. Did we already talk about that? The double G sound?
No
what?
Joke.
For whose joke? Is it yours?
That's mine, my double G.
What
What's
is your joke?
Double G?
Because that's a real point.
Well, I don't even know. Well, the N word. When you see it.
We did the ceremony, Godfrey. And also, you're already black.
Yeah, he don't need the ceremony.
But you see, that's Nigerians, I'm telling you. Godfrey has the soul of a white, like, jock. Like, he's Joe Rogan inside.
Because he also went to school, like, Illinois.
Well, white jock is like an insult.
He played on
I'd
football.
Rather be a black jock.
No,
yeah, black jock is just as, yeah.
Well, you are a black jock, but I'm just telling you, your inside, Godfrey.
No.
Is I like think a jock, a Joe Rogan.
I think you're confusing jock with ethnicity. Jocks all act like that.
Right.
Let's go to commercial. I just nailed it.
I'm telling you, explain why that Nigerian chick would fuck me if what I said about Godfrey isn't true.
Why would the Nigerian chick fuck you?
I'm being stupid.
I don't know. You Cosby'd her? But, you was like a ghost to her? She never saw a white
mean?
Person?
What does this
I was the father she never
drink.
Had as a ghost.
Maybe she's a whore? I don't know.
I put on my Leonard Part 6 helmet.
I put on the ghost dad. Slip through
Leonard.
The wall.
Now it's time to revisit Leonard and see what the clues Leonard was giving us.
I say
us.
Ghost dad too.
Ghost, yeah, ghost dad too.
Now when you look back, everything that Bill Cosby did is, seems a little rapey.
Everything. Yeah, picture pages, that doodle sound of the
even
marker.
Even that baby when they did the Ray Charles song, rapey.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
All the dancing. Having a sandwich at night with some milk, sleepy time kind of things like that.
I remember he pinned my sister down and she was screaming and he entered her forcibly. And looking back, that seems kind of rapey to me.
Why is this just coming out now, David?
Is she the empty chair? Is that your sister's
chair? That's the
chair?
Empty chair. You know, it turns out that Mushmouth from Fat Albert, it was just a woman slurring. You thought he had a speech impediment. It's just a woman slurring about to go down.
Oh, doctor. Well.
Man.
I will say I'm glad that there's no more recordings that can hurt me.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. You know what? I'll let you off the hook. Too easy. I got more recordings of you. Just being... Just
I could lose my job.
You can lose your friendship. Fuck your job, nigga. What about us?
Ooh, nice. Right.
Some disturbing. Let me just play it. I'm gonna play it, but it's some disturbing audio of Kurt. I can't believe
there's a
we're
leak
friends.
In my house or something.
Let's play it. I can't believe this.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing with Jews, you know. You can rub their belly. I think that's luck. Is that luck?
Yes.
Well. And there's another thing that I think is impressive, because people talk bad about Jews, but you know they have an extra brain in their ass that, like, if you chop a Jew in half, they will you can make two new Jews? Like, if you chop off a Jew head, they can survive for, like, a month just on water, ass water. That's incredible. Why do you think Hitler had so much trouble, you know? They're a hardy group.
Disturbing.
And they're still around. You can still see them all over the place. I mean, you know, don't tell anybody that, obviously.
Wow. Wow, Kurt.
But that is kind of a good point.
Kurt,
right,
what's me? The good point, Pod?
It's very complimentary. About these vermin. You have nothing else, right?
I got some more. It breaks my heart to play it. You're going down right now. This is in the cart. No Emmys for you.
By the way, this is just in. If you go on the WWE website, there's no mention of me.
They
at
erased
all right
your
now.
History.
It's crazy. I am completely off WWE.
I mean, when the Emmy board, is it a board for Emmy? When the Emmy board hears about this.
Oh, I hope they don't.
They're going to pull you Emmy. Let's play the next one. Because this. Fuck it. I'm taking you down, Whitey.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to say Portuguese is a language, but I think technically it's just a speech impediment, honest to God. But, you know, make them feel better, right?
Right.
Oh, you have a language, because your mouth doesn't work right. Pork chops, that's the only slur I know for them. Did you know that, for Portuguese?
That's smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, I say it every chance I get to him, but how often do you run into a porch?
A porchy.
Portugal monkey? I'm going to have to Google it.
I was genuinely asking.
Wow, Kurt. Wow. How are we friends? How do we...
Well, don't play the last one. That's all I ask.
Well, I have to now. The fans are already, you know, they're calling in about it. They're disturbed. People in a studio, they can't believe it. Look all at right. Mark. Mark cried three times already. That's CNN tears. That's real tears, man.
Just don't play this one.
Those tears are newsy.
That's all I ask.
Let's play the last one. God damn it, Paul.
Metzger tapes.
Of the disturbing.
So, here's another thing.
Kurt Metzger files.
This is a fact, okay? You know, obviously I can't say it openly, but it's a thing that's just a scientific fact. Mexicans, I mean, obviously we know they rape, okay? But the thing that people don't commonly know is they have prehensile penises. Did you know that?
I have no idea.
Like with an elbow in it. Like they're like dolphins, and they rape the same amount as dolphins. And that's what happens. Two of them lock penises onto your arms, on your arms, okay? But one goes on, there's plenty of them, okay? There's one for each of your limbs, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
Then one stands above you and behind you and sneaks around into your mouth, okay? And then the last two go to town in both holes while you're being held there by penises, okay? And what are you supposed to do when that happens? No one's going to believe you. That's why you can't go to the police, okay? Mm-hmm. That's number one rape going on right now. Is these fucking chili niggers.
Wow.
And I don't, you know,
disturbing. Disturbing.
Between me and you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Wow, Kurt.
Wow, that isn't, one's really amazing.
Isn't that just Donald Trump's stump speech? Make America great again.
Wow.
Trump is leading.
Wow, that was the worst one yet.
I never thought I would live to see the day where a good friend of mine got caught being so, I don't even know what the word is.
Why?
Disrespectful.
How did I never catch the person taping me in that entire time?
Yeah, how did they?
How did I never put two and two together?
You didn't
with
know
five that? Separate, very racist conversations.
And very clear, actually. The audio came out
very
so clear.
Clearly recorded.
Yes.
Well, we'll never know.
It sounded like a question answer portion of it, too, which was weird.
Okay. Can I come clean with everyone?
Okay.
I bought a recording device to record myself at home saying nigger.
Okay. Okay. What's the reason behind that?
Why did Nixon record all his Jew talk?
Okay. That's fair.
Did you listen to those ever, the Nixon tapes?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to, like, make them kind of like the... Because they're so great. Because he's trying to, like, kind of not be racist.
but he is.
He's like, I mean, the Jews are good for some things. You know? You just don't want a shifty Jew in the White House. I mean, the blacks are barely out of the jungle.
He was racist like a union leader.
Dude, it's hysterical. He's just
local
talking,
787.
But the people he's talking on the tapes just sound like Karen on my... Like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. yes, Nixon.
Yes, Nixon.
Why are we recording this?
Let's get to the important story of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stop glossing over it. Cecil the Lion.
Oh, yeah. I just found
killed
out.
Killed by police. What? Why is this Cecil the Lion getting more fucking attention than Sandra Bland? Mark, hit the white man with the truth.
Because white people love animals. And they hate niggas.
So even in this case, we ain't even animals to them.
Dude. Right, I thought we were.
Until we get killed.
Her name is Bland.
Bland.
I mean, come on.
Oh, that's why Cecil's she was so boring?
Cecil's a lion.
Okay. It should have been Sandra Lion and then
a
maybe...
A beloved lion of Zimbabwe, who I just heard of now, but I have beloved him this entire time.
What's the dentist's name who killed him, too? What's his name, Andrew? You know the dentist?
Jeff Gurian.
Oh, damn. Jeff Gurian. Oh, shit. Jeff Gurian.
That joke killed in a room, and nobody else know who the fuck we talking about.
Jeff Gurian.
That's hilarious. But why? What was the dentist? I want to blow his spot up. That really sickens me that he went over there and killed. They lured the lion out.
Where's he
with
from?
Meat.
Minnesota.
He's from Minnesota. God damn, really? So he's that stupid accent on top of it?
Yes. Hey, I grew up around there.
I knew I hated you.
Oh, no, geez. Oh, gosh.
No, you know what? Gosh. We're just going to go. We're going to take this lion. We're going to lure him off the national park. We're going to shoot him with a crossbow. Then what we're going to do is we're going to let him bleed out for 40 hours, chase him around, and go on in there with our gun and polish him off then.
Oh, no. That's not good.
And then we're
that doesn't sound like too good of a deal for him then.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose he's had a bad day.
Caesar, they took him down, man. He was protecting an animal with a tracking device on him. The white man is the devil.
So we know
the devil!
So we know he's white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's like a real, he's real white.
Oh, okay, it's not.
Why do we care about this? It's a fucking animal.
So what? Animals matter too, Mark. Don't do that. Just because a lion didn't march on Washington, nigga. Don't hold that against
the
lion.
Look, okay, so we have an extradition agreement with Zimbabwe. So technically, because he broke the law and he killed his protected lion illegally, he could be extradited and thrown into Zimbabwe in prison.
Illegal? Oh, so that would be awesome. That would be so
exactly.
great.
That's the angle that I love about this. I love to picture that weenie rotting in a Zimbabwean prison. That's
be like, you can't rape me with your African cocks, but I think I see you need a filling in that back tooth.
Yeah, that dentist is about to get his cavity filled. But I want to tell you, folks. Can I say Pollock?
Speaking of African lions, Obama said he can run and win again. Look at that foot, Trent, huh? That was smooth. That was some smooth shit.
I think I read that in a foreword from my uncle. Lion, African lion.
African lion. Running again. Oh, he would win if he ran again.
I believe.
Admit it, Whitey.
I'm voting for Trump.
I'm saying if Obama could win, if he could run again.
Yeah, I would go Obama.
With this competition, what do you think?
I don't know why it takes black people so long to vote. That's what I want to know.
Because they fucking
they block the voting.
There's always these long lines in Florida.
They shoot at us.
These long lines in Ohio.
In New York, too.
In New York, why are they so slow at voting?
First of all,
they say no. They say no. You can't come in.
We gotta bring so many IDs when we go vote. It's like, really?
They have a velvet rope and a fucking bodyguard.
I vote right at the Cardinal School, right on the fucking on the Upper East Side with a whole bunch of old whiteys. I come in there, fucking
move
wife
out
beater.
The way, son.
Wife beater in my rights.
There you love you.
And it's great. Every fucking, I go there and vote. Every time I got to vote, I vote.
You should go dress as a Black Panther. That would be the cool way to do it.
It would be cool 40 years ago, dummy. Right now, I got to go as Lil Wayne.
I didn't mean cool. I meant hilarious. I'm sorry. Cool was the wrong word. My bad. Because the Black Panther, I love that, too. The two Black Panthers that were the voter intimidation.
When?
Like, if they scared you, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Where was that? What are you talking about?
In Philly. Two Black Panthers.
Oh.
The two guys who are Black Panthers still.
They were making people vote? I don't know the whole story. What's the story?
They were standing outside the poll like they were watching the voting process. So it became a Fox News thing. Like
Fox News.
Black Panthers intimidate voters.
Oh, no. Of course it was on Fox News.
And dude, the guys.
Too funny.
No one laughs.
Someone has got to tell these groups that a beret is not like. I accept a green beret because I have to, but if I had my druthers, I wouldn't. Because
The hat is just. But I used to wear a beret in Boy Scout and I loved it. And my neckerchief.
I know you did.
You can't tell me I wasn't a real soldier. And two, I was held down and raped by Mr. Cosby.
Be a little soldier. Tell your mom about the orgasm.
I heard that dentist, that same dentist went to Africa, shot the lion. He came back and shot the Black Panthers. Scanned them alive, dragged them behind a pickup truck.
Like Predator?
Yeah.
That's how Predator did. He was kind of racist, Predator. Only go in part two. Predator 2 was pretty racist.
Why? Because he killed white people?
Only blacks and Puerto Ricans.
But in
really.
The first one, it was all whites.
Right.
The first one, it was white wrestlers mostly. But
Carl Weathers got it.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what you get by hanging with Whitey.
Who's the other guy that was shaving with the Bowie
Bill
knife?
Duke.
And yes.
I see the body.
Remember, he's the only one that saw Predator. I see him over there.
And by the way,
Bill Duke's
life,
the best.
He is great.
A great director, too.
His real life voice is not even a little intimate. Like, his regular speaking voice is, like, kind of higher pitched than I would have thought.
Uh-huh. You know you don't fucked up, right? You know you don't fucked up.
Oh, he's so great.
That's
what a great actor.
Society. 4 minutes
you know
you don't fucked up, right? Bill Duke.
You know Bill Duke, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's old school.
Them Duke boys?
Set up.
Car wash.
All right.
Car wash, yeah.
All right, what's the big, what are we talking? Oh, the fucking lion. So what, he don't care, Mark don't care, he said about the
Mark
lion.
Mark don't care a fuck about a lion. And it's an African lion, which really disturbs me about Mark. But, you know, and Obama, we know we switched on Obama, that Obama said he can Mark, still win if he can run again. I think we should be able to run again.
Mark is like Patrice's joke about, when they say, like, they want black people don't like animals, like, look at white devil kissing a jackal. White devil woman.
Mark is like a smart Tyson Beckford. He's Tyson Beckford ex-wire.
Dude, every time we have cable people, I like to, but see, it's from MSNBC. But I,
it's CNN.
But my MSNBC joke, I like to tell you to everyone from cable. Because do you watch it? Do you watch Chris Hayes?
No.
It's Chris Hayes. Then what's her name?
Oh, Melissa.
What's her name?
Melissa Harris.
No, not Melissa. The other one. The glasses.
Shortcut. Oh,
I saw
yeah.
Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow, Rachel then Chris Maddow. Matthews in a row. And it looked like time lapse footage of a lesbian aging. that Chris Matthews is a handsome woman.
What a handsome woman.
I was in and out, you know, while I was watching it.
Wow. Oh, that's disrespectful to, I don't know, Chris Hayes.
Do we have any calls?
No. We
really?
Got one. We got one call, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I let people, we were talking so much, I let people hang up, but they'll call back in. Hey, we got Eric. Is that Eric from Ohio? What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm chilling. What you doing in there, Eric? You sound like you was pulling one out. Everything sound low and muffled. I can hear the lights off, nigga.
I'm actually Mexican.
Yeah. Nigga.
All right.
Negrito.
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 Yeah, Eric, we all niggas, nigga. It don't matter. Don't separate it by country. Now, what you got to say, Eric?
Nah, I've been hearing, I listen to the channel, and I'm fans of all you guys, but I always hear people talking Donald Trump like he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
No, yeah. he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He definitely does not.
Well, you know what I mean.
But yeah. I know what I'm talking about, prehensile penises. Now admit to it. Yeah. What do you want with this country, with your monkey penises?
Everything's immigration.
What else?
You think immigration changed in the last 30 years, is that what you're saying?
Oh, definitely.
Changed how?
I was born here, but my parents are Mexican.
Anchor baby.
Anchor baby. That was Kurt. Don't mind the white man.
Continue,
I'm for Eric.
That. I don't that's see why good. That. I think that's the coolest contest. The anchor baby thing. Like, I don't know why we get rid of that. That's one of our coolest things.
That you're going
like,
to have
you
the baby?
If you make it and then poop the baby out, you get to live here. That's fucking awesome.
But if the baby is slow, we should be able to fucking NFL punt it back over the border.
If it's, I think if it's smart, we should be able to do that with a stupid white baby.
Yeah, any baby, pretty much.
If when I meet one, I'll let you know. I don't know.
Oh, I've met one. All right, Eric, go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Finish up.
Godfrey's the new Joker.
It's so funny. Stupid white babies. Stupid black babies. Which one is smarter? The black baby is much smarter. As soon as he comes out the womb, he has to defend himself. The white baby sits in his own juice, just chilling from entitlement, sucking on his mama's titty, or sometimes a black woman's titty.
Wow.
And the black baby has to survive right away, cut the umbilical cord himself, to detach himself from the motherland. Lewis. Intelligent black baby is what it is. You better understand that, brothers and sisters.
Preach.
They trying to tell you that you're born stupid, but you're already defending yourself.
Take your time.
Umbilical cord all wrapped around your neck as the white man tries to cut you from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
White babies are dumb. They don't stop talking till they're 10 years old. You don't know this. You see them in the strollers. They're 12 years old, legs dragging on the ground. But a black mother will yell at her little newborn, barely can walk, and he has to walk because she's frustrated. So I tell you, you look at it. Start observing, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Because the black baby... The Mexican baby, I don't know about you guys. You're like the extras in the movie. You're just there. You don't have any lines, but you're in the camera.
Dude, my mom, for real, my brother was like the baby of the family.
Right.
My fucking mom was such a weirdo because it was like her baby. She carried him like well into he was like maybe almost four. She would try to carry him. Ugh. Like we'd be at the Kingdom Hall, and his fucking legs are dragging.
But she'd call,
dude, it was mortifying. I'm like, will you put him fucking down?
But he's the youngest.
He was the youngest.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
That's a Jehovah's Witness thing, I think, because I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, too.
Oh! Wow. We got something.
From the Spanish congregation.
Yeah, in fucking Ohio.
Oh. Damn!
Where in Ohio, man? Because that's where my family's from. My family's from Euclid. Where in Ohio?
Dayton.
Oh, that's like the hillbilly side.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, we didn't associate really? With Dayton, Ohio.
Really? Like, it's the uppity part of Ohio?
I'm a Euclid man.
Euclid.
I'm a Cleveland man myself.
That's right. He's from the Cleveland.
I'm an Akron man. Akron man.
Maybe you know my family, the Cleveland Steamers. What an old name in Cleveland.
How was it, girl, like being Mexican and Jehovah's Witness in Ohio?
Did you have to learn your Jehovah's Witness shit with like old Spanish sayings like this one?
Exactly.
If you squeeze a child, like something in Spanish, but it's like children are like soap, and if you squeeze the soap too hard, it shoots out of your hand. But if you hold some shit about like not.
You sure that wasn't the priest?
Hold on. Let me finish.
Good God Almighty.
Then he came. Okay, you got it. Do you know what I'm talking about, though, dude?
Eric?
I don't think I heard that one.
Wait, now, Eric, are you still Jehovah now?
Oh, did you
now?
Say Jehovah's Witnesses? No, I was...
Los niños es muy importante para su vida.
You know
like the sopa en sus manos. Es un Jesús Cristo. No es un bueno. Pero no está todo día.
No,
I hope that helped you, Richard, with your journey.
Eric, are you still Jehovah now?
Oh, hell no. I got a lot better now.
Then you got out of it. Well, how old were you when you got out?
15, 16.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
Oh, I didn't have the guts to get out when I was 15. I didn't get out until I was like 20, 19, 20 almost.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up sooner than you did, I guess.
Well, how'd you go out? Like, what brought you out?
I just stopped going.
Oh, your parents wasn't.
I just said no.
He just didn't show up. I knew it was an option.
Awesome. You know what happened to me, dude? I ended up getting pussy. I got sexed out.
Nice.
Yeah.
You either get sexed out or beat out.
That's and the girl that he had sex with, she joined the church after that. You had his high five and switch costumes, nigga.
Nice.
Dummy. So, Eric, are your parents still in? Still Jehovah?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom.
Yep.
And does she like look down her nose at you, like Kurt Mother's looks at him?
Oh, no. Yeah,
dude, I wish my mom looked down. I wish my mom. See, my mom's all into
She loves you.
Yeah, now she's all proud of what I did now.
Because comedy's the new Jehovah to her. She didn't know she could,
Well, she
swap
likes,
it out.
Yeah, so, like, it's fucking, it's worse. I liked when she didn't approve, because now she follows along.
Oh.
I don't want to read my fucking Facebook, dude.
No. I want to read mine. I send her straight messages. I'm your father, Nick. Can you say Kwanzaa?
I hate my new black father.
That's the new show, the Cosby Show. I hate my new black father. Starring Bill Cosby.
All right, who else we got? Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, let's go into this Brady suspension.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know.
Really?
I don't know about sports.
Oh, my good God almighty. So Brady, you know, the whole deflate gate last year, they cheated, and I guess they took air out the ball so he could grip it better in the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl. And now he's getting suspended by the NFL. They upheld the suspension. 4 games, 2 more games than Ray Rice, who beat his wife up. The NFL,
but
you always get it wrong.
He didn't cheat at the football, Ray Rice.
That's right. No, he didn't cheat at the football.
That's a separate legal thing. That's not the fucking...
He should get more games still suspended. He broke his phone, right? Did he smash his phone up?
He got rid of it. They said he needed to check the text message on his phone, and he destroyed the phone. Yeah, and then he lied and said, I always destroy my phone after a couple months. It's like, nigga.
Why don't you just trade it? He destroys it. I rip it apart.
I throw it
and I don't like it anymore.
It's very suspicious.
Yeah, of course. First of all, the Patriots win too easy, dude. They can be trailing 3 touchdowns. 5 minutes later, they fucking caught up.
But the guy,
I'm like, it's bullshit.
What's
man.
His name would show up?
I hate
spot.
The Patriots. That's what it is, because it's very white.
Marcus?
Very white.
Marcus?
Patriots.
I wonder what that means. It's a very white, white team is what I'm saying.
No, he has
pretty fucking white.
Speaking of white, because I was going to ask Shay to come on because he was talking about black. This made me laugh because Shay was like, I have to do the black math on this. Because when I was doing Meltdown, did I say this on the last show? I said, I did, so it's Camille and Emily, his wife books it. And I was talking about how this guy stole my friend's parking spot, right? And I go, yeah, Annie got punked out by this wigger guy outside. And Emily goes, we don't say wigger. I think she thought I was going to just go right on stage and say wigger a lot. But have you ever heard of not saying wigger? Is that like
a white
thing?
Woman say that to you? That's a white?
Yes!
Good. That's your own problems. Don't bring that to me.
But I go, Shay.
Yeah, boy.
So I go,
yeah, boy.
So I go, Shay, I'm like, is wigger actually an offensive word? I'm like, he goes, I don't know. I guess I have to do the black math on that. Like, you have to add up certain figures to figure out.
You know, I'll never tell you the solution, but yeah.
Well, I'm
and
not...
divided by a Klan member.
Yeah.
Carried a cracker.
I told you I'm never going to say Wafrican American. I don't want to hear about how you undercame adversity to be a wigger, dude.
Wafrican American. You're an idiot. So you know about the Brady thing now.
Yeah. But he is a cheat, that guy.
I'm so happy. Bill Belichick, is that the guy? Man.
Bill Belichick, I call him. Stop. It's more like Bill Belichick.
That's what Don Shula called him.
I don't know anything
Don
about football.
Don Shula called him. He said he's Bill Belichick.
I mean, if you cheat and you win.
Dude, this is how much I know about football. I just hope both teams just have a great time. And play so. I hope everyone has a wonderful time and no one gets hurt.
I like how they just keep cheating. Next minute, Patriots going to take the helmets of the other team. Where are our helmets?
Ask me to predict any game coming up.
You know who really cheated on the Patriots? Hernandez, who killed the dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was off the field.
But that's still cheating.
His fate is tight, though, in jail. He still keeps his fate tight.
It's like the third person he shot, by the way.
Damn. He has a problem.
No, he's like a
he's shot niggas in college.
Yeah, he's nuts though.
Oh,
got drafted because he's good.
He's really good.
He's really. I'm gonna get
back. That's yet, really so. Like damn near let you get off the murder.
Yet another album, like Comedy Hour title I can't use that you just said.
What?
I shot niggas in college.
I shot niggas in college. I'm definitely using it.
What's the other one? Oh, I'm the same nigga all day.
All day, yes. Dude. I'm the same nigga all day, and I shot niggas in college.
If I could have.
That's the tour.
Names that I will never have. Beautiful forbidden titles. Delicious. The sweetest.
You're an idiot.
Well, yeah, what do we have? What else do we have?
We got 5 minutes left. Mark, what else is going on with you? What's coming? What you got coming up?
I ain't got shit coming up.
We gonna see it in the bar?
My career's pretty much over after doing this show.
CNN sent him the sad face.
Right.
This is not CNN.
Oh, please. Have Don Lemon.
You're fine.
Have Don Lemon soothe their tears with his nigger sign.
Oh, God.
Don is always doing some crazy shit.
Oh, he's, yeah.
Does this word offend you? Don, he would have loved our
It's like,
fan.
You're black. Say it, Don. Stop holding up signs, you fucking protester.
Yeah. I loved when he asked if that girl should have bit penis.
Couldn't you bite Dr. Cosby's cock? It's like, holy shit, go to commercial, you asshole.
Are
you fucking kidding me? That's why I love him, though. I love him because he's just... He goes
Brian,
there.
You know this guy, what, penis biting?
To a rape victim? Who says that?
Well,
I blame you for that.
People that ask the tough questions. That's, those are people who say that.
He's like, did you ever try doing one of these?
One of my friends quit.
He said that's what he did himself.
Damn.
That's what he said on the show.
That he would do it?
Yeah.
He bit a cock?
He said that's how he stopped being molested. He bit that shit. And he was saying, why didn't you bite it too?
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I and love that. I mean,
he didn't bite it so much as gently suck on it.
Yeah. Biting would have stopped him from doing it. Oh, he just gummed it a little. And guys love that.
What are you saying?
No, I was saying one of my friends pointed out that he had to send some poor CNN intern to Kinko's to get like a big imagine being that person.
Oh, that's fucked up. And we only got white interns, so you know he's really bad.
So maybe he did a good deed.
Dude, that's so great.
That's amazing.
I need 1,000 of these.
Oh my God, that's too good. You need what? The little girl behind King Coach Desk. What do you need? Who this is for? Don Lemon. Okay then. Fuck it. Don Lemon. Don't bring your crack ass down here for no time. Oh, Kinko staff.
I like that. That was good. I like the black.
We got 1 minute. Thank our guests, Kurt. Let's thank everybody.
All right,
get out
so,
of here.
Aaron, thank you for talking about the part you could talk about.
Yes.
Not the interesting part, obviously.
Yes, definitely.
Protect your job. David Feldman, who's in town now, dude.
Dave, you got to come back with more, yo.
You guys are hysterical.
What do you have going on, man?
The show.
Oh, yeah. What do you have going on, Aaron? Anything to plug?
Just Jezebel.com, running it every day.
Wait, yeah. I just got some news before we say... We say anything. I just got news that dentist just shot Wolf Blitzer. So yeah, everybody.
Not in the situation room. This is Wolf Blitzer.
Sorry, Mark. I know he's your friend.
Wait, did that Wolf Blitzer again?
This is in the situation room. A lion's been shot. We're gonna go right now to Africa. Talk about the situation room. We're a lion. As we said before, a lion's been shot in Africa. We'll be right back. And we'll explain it. Talk to the Africans. Thank you, Godfrey, for coming in. Godfrey, yeah, I'm at Gotham this week.
Mark, he's
at Gotham this week.
Gotham and Tampa Improv next week, and Virginia Beach Funny Bone next week.
Boom.
Boom.
Mark Lamont Hill. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. We really appreciate it. Race Wars, I'll see you next week.
Baby! Yeah!
Race Wars has come to a close. If you missed any of it or want to hear it all over again, listen on demand at SiriusXM.com/player. Follow the guys on Twitter at Sherrod_Small and at Kurt Metzger.